Next is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 124 and 125, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in November of 1966 in New York.
Vir Shastra kahe sambandha vidya prayajan, Krishna prapa sambandha, bhakti prapa shatan. Now, the Vedas and the scriptures, why they are made, it is not practically made, but it is coming down by traditional process, by hearing. Just like we accept our father by hearing. A child is born, and when the child sees his other brothers and sisters calling a gentleman father, he also begins to say father. There is no question of studying by hearing. How does a child learn to call the father a father? Because he hears others are calling father, so he also calls father. There is no evidence, there is no study. Similarly, the Vedic knowledge was coming by hearing. There was no need of book. But when this age, Kali Yuga, began 5,000 years before, they were recorded and systematically. Vedas, the first one, there was only one Veda, Atharva Veda. Then Vyasadeva, just to make it clear, divided into four and entrusted his various disciples to take charge of one school of Veda. Then again, he made Mahabharata, Puranas, just to make the Vedic knowledge understandable by the common man in different way. But the principle is the same. The Lord Chaitanya says, the purpose of Veda is Vishastakaya Sambandha. What is our relation? Now, relation is, as Vedanta Sutra says, janmādvastajata. So, the relation with God is that everything is born out of the energy of God. So we are also born. Therefore, we say God, Father. This is accepted in every religion. There is no argument. Now, what is the relationship between father and son? Is it the relationship to exact only from father? There is no duty of the son simply to take from father? No, there is duty. If a son is sensible and grown up, he knows that I have got my duty to love my father. That is very simple thing. To love father. Father has done so much for me. I am just going to own the state of father, and I am enjoying the earnings of my father. So is it not my duty to show respect to my father? So, those who are against God principle, those who are not God-minded, they are the lowest creature. They are the lowest creature. Namāna viskitina mūḍhā prapadvanti narādhamā. Anyone who does not recognize God, he is the lowest of the lowest creature. Duskritina, mūḍhā, these terms have been used. Just like Murha, ass, Viskritana, miscreant, and Naradhava, and lowest of the mankind. Mankind is meant for recognizing. This is the life. In animal life, one cannot recognize that there is God and everything is coming from God. They cannot read Vedas or scriptures. They cannot take any instruction. So, these Vedas and scriptures are there for human beings. Therefore, a human being, so-called human being, with two hands and two legs, but they are animals who do not accept the authority of scripture and do not accept the existence of God. So, Bhagavad Gita very nicely describes them, Naradhama. Naradhama means lowest of the mankind. So our civilization is going to be lowest of the mankind. And we are trying to advertise ourselves that we are advancing, but yesterday some boy came, "Oh, who is God? I am God." He was speaking like that. And he appears to be educated student. From his appearance it appears that he's educated. So this is education is going on, that they are going to be the lowest of the mankind. The purpose of education is to make man the highest of the mankind. But modern education is teaching the lowest of the mankind. And if some of the students are taught to become highest of the mankind, their guardians become disturbed. "Oh, my son is going to be highest of the mankind. Swamiji, you are playing dangerous things." "Oh." "Yes, see? Swamiji is saying, no, don't smoke, don't take tea, don't have illicit connection with women, be upright, be devotee." "Oh, Swamiji is dangerous." "And if somebody teaches, my dear wife, take LSD, go to hell and become mad, go to the lunatic asylum," that is what can be done. This is the situation. So we are situated in a society of the lowest of the mankind. Always remember this, that we are situated in a civilization which is the lowest of the mankind. Not only I am speaking of your United States, all over the world, even in India, where so much culture was made for understanding God, this foolish government, they are also teaching this. Okay. So this is the... I am the age. I don't think that I am particularly criticizing some country or government. This is the age. Kali, it is called Kali. Hypocrisy, simply hypocrisy. Kali means full of hypocrisy. So we have to be very careful. We have to, the illusionary energy is very strong at any moment. Little slackness. you have wrongly put. So, this is, actually, we should understand. So Lord Chaitanya says that Sambandha means we have to revive, we have to re-establish our lost relationship with Krishna or God. That is civilization. The relationship is there already because I am born. The supreme cause is Krishna or God. But I have somehow or other, I have forgotten that. Therefore, these scriptures, Vedas, this Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad, Bhagavad Gita, these scriptures are reminding me. They are made for reminding me that your relationship with Krishna is eternal. Why you have forgotten? Therefore you are suffering. We have discussed this of and but the bhayam dityabhi niveshatasyat ishadapetasya vipadjayasmiti. Because we have taken a reverse position for forgetting the Supreme, therefore you are put into anxiety. Because you have taken a reverse position, who is God? Vipadjayasmiti, very word is used. Vipadjaya means topsy-turvy. Your memory has become topsy-turvy. Therefore you are suffering. But he will not agree. No, we shall adjust. We shall make laws, we shall make agitation, we shall form party and go on defying God, and we shall be happy in this way. So, this godless civilization is now generating the communist party. So, the dangerous position we are coming. So anyway, one who takes shelter of Krishna, he will not be put into danger, rest assured. Krishna sambandha bhakti prapir sadhana. So I have to revive my relationship. Relationship is there, simply I have forgotten. So I have to revive it or remember it, that, I am such and such. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahapashudhullava. I have to become a great soul by surrendering to God. So that surrendering process is bhakti or devotional service. My relationship is eternal with the Supreme. I have forgotten it. Now that relationship is that He is the original father of everything and we are all sons. So we have to become, we have been disobedient. Now we have to become obedient. That's all. Disobedience means that what is called obedience, the first law of discipline. So as soon as the people of this world, so-called advanced world, they become obedient to God, then there will be discipline and there will be peace. There is no discipline now. They are not agreeable to follow any rules and regulations. Everyone is God, everyone is dog. Everyone can do anything, whatever he likes, so there is no discipline. So, bhakti, devotional service means to undergo a disciplinary system of our life, so that automatically we can revive our lost relationship with Lord God and we become happy. This is called bhakti. Abhideva naam bhakti, prem prayajan. And why? What is the use? Suppose we don't revive our relationship, then he'll be disturbed. You are after peace and prosperity. So what is the basis of peace? Basis of peace is love. Do you think that you do not love anyone? And you become peaceful? No. How it is possible? Therefore, if you love God, then you can love everyone. And if you don't love God, then you cannot love anyone, because He is the center. Just like in our, of course, here, your family system is different in India. There is joint family system. Suppose a girl comes, the parents then gave the girls and boys, say a girl was belong to a different family. But when she is married, she comes to the family. And because the husband and wife is related, at once the husband's brother becomes related, the husband's mother becomes related, the husband's father becomes related, husband's everyone becomes related at once. The central point is husband. Before that, before any connection with the central point, These boys, father, brother, had no relation with that girl. The central point must be there. That if you can love God, then everything is relationship with God, then you can love. You can love every man, you can love your country, you can love your society, you can love your friend, everyone. That is the point. They are thinking in a different way. Why shall I love God only? Why shall I love God? I shall love my family, I shall love my country, I shall love my... Oh, no, you cannot love. It is not possible. Because you are missing the central point. These are facts. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. One who does not love God, he cannot have any good qualification. Why? Manorathina asato dhavato bhi. Because he will simply speculate on the mental plane and he will fall down under the spell of this material energy. He has no standing. However materially, academically qualification he may be, it is clearly stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Yashasti Bhakti Bhagavata Kinchana. We have given you the list, 26 qualifications. As we become advanced in devotional service, all these good qualities will develop automatically. There is no need of legislation, there is no need of anything, but all those good qualities will develop. Otherwise, what is the meaning of Krishna consciousness? Is it a sentiment or fanaticism? No. It is a science. If you follow the rules and regulations and systematically, then all these qualities will develop. You'll practically see. And as soon as these qualities are there, then you become actually lover of your country, you become a lover of your fellow man, you become friend, God, everything. So if each and every man becomes like that, of course it is not expected that each and every man will become like that. At least 10% of the population become Krishna consciousness. There is guarantee peace in the world. Because ekastandasa, we do not require many moons in the sky. Only one moon is sufficient to drive away the darkness. Barameka guniputra nachamurtha satarnati. Chanakya Pandit said, it is better to have a qualified son than to have hundreds of fools. So, the modern civilization is going on in that way, godless civilization. There's some percentage of the civilized human being become Krishna consciousness. That will bring forth peace. Otherwise it is not possible. It is therefore necessary. Lord Chaitanya says, avidhya bhakti prema prayajan. Prayajan means it is necessary. Purushartha Siramani Prem Mahadhan. Lord Chaitanya's Mahaprabhu preaching was based on this principle. Prema Pumartha Maha. What is the objective of human life? He said the objective of human life is to attain love of God. That's all. That makes him perfect. Nothing more. His mission has been described by one of the acharya, Vishwanatha Chakravarti. He has studied. He says that the mission of Lord Chaitanya is Aradha Bhagavan Brajasa Tanaya. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Aradhya. Aradhya means he is worshipable. He is the only worshipable personality Aradha Bhagavan Vijasatana Sadhyamam Vrindavanam. And as Lord Krishna is worshipable, similarly, his place of pastime, Vrindavan Dham, is also worshipable. Aradha Bhagavan Vijasatana Sadhyamam Vrindavanam. And what is the best kind of worship for Krishna? Na. Ramya Kati Dupasana. Brajavadhu Bhargavija Kalpita. The highest kind of worship is as demonstrated by the damsels of Vrindavan, the girl's friend of Krishna. Yes. They had no adulteration, simply they are always thinking of Krishna. Krishna is going outside of the village. And they are thinking at home, oh, Krishna, soul is so soft, how he is wandering in the jungle. There are so many particles of stone, must be freaking in this way. Krishna is there, they are at home, but they are thinking of Krishna. How he is walking, how his soft foot is suffering. In this way, they are always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. They are not Vedantis. They are not Brahmins. They are not educated. They are cowherds, girls. But their love of Krishna is so intense that Lord Chaitanya recommends, so there is no better worship than it was demonstrated by the damsels of Vrindavan. Ramyakachidupasana brajavadhu bhargavija kalpita. Then what is the source of understanding Krishna? Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalam Puranam. If you study Srimad Bhagavatam, then you attain all these things. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matavidam and Prema Kumartha Mahaprabhu. So the book Srimad Bhagavatam, the ideal verses, the damsels of Vrindavan, Krishna is the worshipable object, and the necessity of life is to attain love of God. This is the whole mission of Chaitanya.